Hey, and welcome to Amplify Us, a podcast about life, school, and the hidden voices who deserve to be heard. My name is Jackie Mione, a middle school math teacher who longs to amplify the voices of my students, coworkers, and friends. Welcome to Amplify Us. Today, I get to interview the amazing Leo. I actually don't know Leo at all. I haven't even met Leo, so this is super fun. We're sitting on a Zoom call and I get to see his face. So Leo, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Hi, my name is Leo, but my real name is Leonardo, and I enjoy doing a lot of sports, and I'm a big fan of soccer, and my favorite team is Juventus.
Nice. I love that. Cool. Leo, what grade are you in?
Sixth.
Sixth grade. Okay. And are you currently a hybrid student? Or not hybrid. No, you'd be full-time. Are you a full-time student in person or are you a Zoomer?
I'm a full-time.
Full-time in person?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so you are coming into the building. That's awesome. Cool. So, Leo, can you tell me a little bit what it has been like for you being a student this year in the middle of a pandemic?
I mean, it's been hard because of the mask. And, like, I have to take, like, just, like, a deep breath like that. And sometimes in gym, I lose my breath easily because of the mask.
Totally.
So, and plus the pandemic, you can't really do stuff and you can't go up to, like all these staircases and you have to walk like just one way.
Yeah,
it's been kind of hard. How was e-learning for you?
It was tough. I wasn't really paying attention the whole time, basically. And so I brought my grades down. But yeah, ever since I came to in person, yeah, it's been awesome, basically, with my grades.
Good. That's awesome. So, Leo, you said you're a sixth grader. So can you tell me about how coming back to school, like halfway through your sixth grade year, like, was that difficult for you? Was that overwhelming? Tell me about that.
It wasn't really overwhelming or difficult. I think I was just like proud I made a decision because I really did not want to go in person. I would rather just stick home. But, yeah, I was happy that I came in person.
That's good.
It was nice to meet all my friends again.
Yeah, that's awesome. So have you made any new friends this school year?
Yeah, a couple, yeah.
Yay, that's awesome. That's awesome. A lot of people have been saying that, so that's really, really good to hear. Can you tell me something that you like about middle school?
I like the we do have a lot longer lunch period, so... Because we're in the elementary school, we usually have like only like 20 minutes to eat, and then the other 20 minutes was just recess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's definitely more time to eat. What other things do you like about middle school?
I mean, I like that we get to do a lot of stuff. So like projects, experiments, anything like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you like kind of the... like specials classes that you can take?
The essential?
No, like the specials classes, like music or theater or the tech classes.
Yeah, I do like ELL.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I'm passing that now because I had to take that last year and somehow did not pass.
That's okay.
So I had to take it again, but I'm pretty sure I'm passing this one.
I'm glad you like that class. That's awesome. That's great. Cool. What do you like to do outside of school, Leo?
So I have a bunch of activities that I do. Soccer, go swimming a lot. And usually I just go on my Xbox when I don't have anything to do. So.
Cool. Do you swim, like, on a swim team?
I just practice swimming. Just for fun.
Just for fun. Cool. But are you on a soccer team?
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. How long have you played soccer for?
6 years.
Wow, dude, you're like totally committed. That's awesome. Do you plan on playing in high school?
Yep.
And in college?
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, soccer is basically my life right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Aw, do you have a lot of close friends from your team?
Yeah, I do.
That's awesome. That's so great. I love that. Okay, Leo, can you tell me, do you have any big dreams, like any future careers that you want to do?
I want to become Really, my career right now is just soccer.
Just soccer. So do you want to go into that?
I really just want to go into that. I'm just very committed to it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty sweet job. Playing soccer all the time and get paid for it? Like, dude.
Yeah.
That would be so fun. I love it. Okay, can you tell me, Leo, what is one thing that you would want an adult to know about being a teen right now?
When there is an online game, you can't pause it.
You can. Somebody else mentioned that as well. That is so funny and so accurate. Is there anything else you'd want them to know?
When we're going through hard times, usually it changes like being alone and we don't really like talking to anyone because that's how I roll. I really don't really like talking to anyone. I'm just like mad. But my mom usually convinces me just to talk to her about it. But yeah.
Yeah. So you'd kind of rather like be left alone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Understandable. Yeah. That's totally understandable. Okay, so you can't pause a game when it's like live, like when you're online, okay? And you would rather be left alone when you're angry or you just like need your space. I like that. I think that's a good thing for adults to know.
The reason I say like the online game can't pause it because once I was in a tournament on a video game and we were making it to the finals until my mom called me to go eat for dinner. And I had to leave right away.
No! And you're like, Mom, I couldn't do that. Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah, when you're in that online, you got to commit. You can't leave. That's important.
Yeah.
Okay, what is one word, Leo, that describes you?
I guess I would call my... I mean, usually I would go with funny, but usually I'd go with like... I don't know. I mean, just.
You could go with funny.
Yeah, I'll go with funny.
Okay. What makes you say that about yourself? Have you been told that by people?
Yeah, and also, people usually call me the class clown. I don't know why.
That's awesome. Every classroom needs one of those because it keeps people happy. So that is an awesome role to be in. I love that. I love that. Okay, Leo, if you could create your own school, what's one thing that your school would have?
That would have beds.
It would have beds. Okay, you need to tell me more. Tell me why.
Just in case if a student doesn't get enough sleep, they can usually, like, take a nap, like, and then, but they can only take it once a week.
Oh, so you have a cutoff. You have, like, a certain amount of, naps available to you each week, and it would just be once a week?
Yeah, once a week.
Okay.
But if they don't take a nap a week, then they get 2 weeks out, 2 days on the week after.
Oh, so then it can pile up.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so where would the beds be located? Would every classroom have one, or would they be in a separate room?
Yeah, they would be like in a really silent room.
Okay.
So what makes you want to have beds in a school? Like, is this because you don't get enough sleep?
Yeah, sometimes I don't.
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you take naps after school?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm not a nap guy.
Not a nap guy. But if it were during school, you would consider it.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Because I once fell asleep in math class this year.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Math can be that way.
Yeah, it really can.
And that's coming from a math teacher, so I'm with you. I'm with you, buddy. Okay, wait. Now, major question. Are these beds available for teachers?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness, because I need one of those, buddy. Like, if the students can take a nap, then I need a nap. Like, that's awesome. I would definitely go in there and take a nap.
And the teachers can arrive from 5 in the morning to 9. But, yeah. They have to have a reason to... But they're usually supposed to be there like at 6:30. So usually they have to have a reason if they come later than that.
Oh, they have to have a reason to enter. Okay. Are pillows provided or do I need to bring my own?
No, pillows are provided.
Okay, cool. And blankets?
Yeah, and we have a remote, so that way you can like put up the bed or not.
Ooh, it's like fancy. So the beds can be like put up on the wall or whatever, so they're out of the way.
Yeah, every classroom is gonna have just a really silent room, two silent rooms in case if two students want to take one.
Okay.
And the longest nap that you can take is about 1 hour and 30.
1 hour and 30 minutes. Okay. You have, like, thought this through. I'm, like, totally going to your school. If your school opens up, I'm switching. I'm coming over to your school because there's naps there. That's awesome. You know what? Like, we got rid of naps, like, after kindergarten, and I don't understand why. Like, middle school kids need naps probably more than kindergartners do, right? Like, there are some days where you guys are so, so tired because your bodies are growing so fast. So I love your school. I think that is amazing. Anything else your school would have?
Kids at lunch, they would have like around an hour to eat because, yeah, they got to get to their classes because the school ends at 1:50 and it starts at 8:50.
Wow, all right.
It's a pretty short day, but usually they have a bunch of active academics and they can only stay focused on the teacher because I know this might sound strict, but we take the phones away or anything.
So
you cannot get distracted. And also, it's like a really short day, so they cannot just like chill the whole day, basically.
Yeah, so like you come, your phone's taken away, you do your academics, and then you go home, right? There's like...
Yeah, you get your phone again.
And then you get your phone, yeah. Are there any, like, fun classes, or is it just, like, the core classes?
No, there's fun classes that you can do, like, swimming periods, like, fitness periods, like, any sport period, and also there's, like, a game period.
Ooh, I like it.
We're going to have, like, a bunch of PCs just hooked up there.
Where they could, like, play video games? I love that. I love that. That's awesome. Okay, so what do you think the world needs more of?
Kindness and no racism.
Kindness and no racism. I love that. Why do you say that, buddy?
There's been a bunch of racism in the world going on through the pandemic.
Yeah.
I really don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also kindness, because there's a bunch of people that just get bullied for no reason. And yeah,
that was really honest and like totally spot on. I completely agree. Definitely more kindness. Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. That was really great. I agree. Okay, let's see. I want to ask you one more question. Leo, what's one thing that makes you really happy on the inside?
My dog and my family.
Your dog and your family. Do you have any siblings?
Yes.
How many?
One.
One? Okay. Are you oldest or youngest?
Youngest.
Cool. And what's the age difference between you guys?
Six.
Six years? All right. Cool. Are you guys tight? Are you close?
Yeah, we're pretty close. But now he's like hanging out more with his friends, but still he gets pretty close.
That's good. You're like, bro, like, we need time together. That's awesome. I love that. Cool. Fabulous. Leo, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about you or that you want to share with them?
Just believe in yourself and just stay committed to your goal that you really want to achieve.
I love that. Do you have any personal goals?
Because I'm going into high school young.
Yeah.
I'm only going to be around, like, barely to the start of 13. I'm only going to be, like, 6 months of just 13. And usually people are going to go into their, like, in, like, 14 or, like, late 13s.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a spare year just being 13.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're going to totally rock it. You're going to be awesome.
I try to, yeah.
I think you're gonna be great. Yes. Leo, this has been an absolute joy getting to know you, buddy. I love your heart for soccer and your heart for kindness and justice in the world. I think that's really awesome, buddy. I love how you put friends and family first, and you have adjusted really well to sixth grade and middle school. So, like, round of applause to you, my friend, because this was a really, really hard school year, and you did the best you could. You showed up, and that's, like, sometimes the best thing you can do. So thanks for being you. Thanks for being honest with us today on Amplify Us. This has been so much fun. So thanks, buddy.
Thank you.